Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Gloria Campbell Slaughter, date of birth 9/3/1955, date of procedure November 10, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg-Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Yoel Olazabal. Procedure performed is number one. Colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy. Number two. Indications is colon cancer screening. Description procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, commonplace in the left lateral position, sedated pre-anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A digital rectal exam is normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct admission to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, DC in the colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, a retroflexy was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was suboptimal with the right side being graded a 1 due to sticky stool that was adherent. The patient tolerated the procedure. Sorry, go back to the Boston. The Boston bowel prep score was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-2-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication, which all time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, there was a diminutive cecal polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 7 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 3 centimeter broad-based polyp that was lobulated, noted at 30 centimeters from the anal verge in the sigmoid colon, that was biopsied for pathology, but not taken out at this time, given the broad base and need for endoscopic mucosal resection. Next line, moderate internal hemorrhoids. Next line, external hemorrhoids and skin tags. Next line, plan. We'll refer to CARE for EMR of the large polyp located 30 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.